Ladybird Readers. Puss in Boots. Picture Words. Boy. Puss in Boots. King. Princess. Mill. Donkey. Boots. Partridge. Ogre. Carriage. Married. Castle. Magic. Many years in the past, an old man lived with his three sons. When the father died, he left his sons some presents. He left his mill to the first son and his donkey to the second son. He left his cat to the third son. The cat's name was Puss, and he could talk.
"Puss," the third son said, "my brothers can make money with their presents. How can we make some money?"
"My friend, get me some boots and a bag," answered Puss.
The boy gave Puss some boots and a bag. Puss wore the boots and he caught a rabbit in his bag. Puss took the rabbit to the king.
"Here is a present from my friend," said Puss.
"Thank you, Puss. But who is your friend?"
asked the king. Puss had an idea.
"He is the Lord of Carabas," he said.
The next day, Puss went out with the bag and he caught two partridges. Puss took the partridges to the king.
"Here is a present. There are two partridges from my friend, the Lord of Carabas," said Puss.
"Thank you, Puss," said the king. "I love eating partridges."
The next day, Puss and his friend were near a river. Puss saw the king's carriage on the road. The king and the princess were in the carriage. Puss had an idea.
"You must jump into the river."
Then Puss ran to the carriage.
"Help me," said Puss. "My friend is in the river."
"We must help the Lord of Carabas," said the king.
So the king's men helped the boy out of the river.
"We must take you home," said the king.
He put the boy into his carriage. Puss ran in front of the carriage. He saw some men working.
"The king is coming," he said. "Please say that you work for the Lord of Carabas."
"Who do you work for?"
said the king when he saw the men.
"We work for the Lord of Carabas," said the men.
The king's carriage left, and Puss spoke to the men.
"Who lives in that castle?" he asked.
The ogre lives there, said the men.
Puss ran to the castle and the ogre came to the door.
Can I come in? Puss asked.
Come in, said the ogre,
because he wanted to eat Puss.
Can ogres do magic? Puss asked.
Of course. Look, said the ogre,
and he changed into a lion.
Is that your best magic? Said Puss. Can you change into a mouse?
The ogre changed into a mouse. Puss jumped on the mouse and ate it. A minute later, Puss heard people at the door. When Puss opened the door, he saw the king, the princess, and his friend.
This is my friend's castle, said Puss.
Soon, the princess and the boy were married. They lived together in the castle. The boy, the princess, the king, and Puss in Boots lived happily for many years. Ladybird Readers, Puss in Boots, read by Penelope Rawlins. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Laura Barella. Song lyrics by Pippa Mayfield. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2017-2024.